Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, July 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two at 4:30 today, we're going to speak with Lily of the Wood County Master Gardeners, along with Richard and Roberta, and a big thank you to Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau for giving us an opportunity to talk to them about their 21st annual garden walk. Right now, we have in with us Margie. And Margie, is it Straka?
Straka.
Straka. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful name, by the way. Margie, thank you very much for being here. Margie is here to talk to us about the 4th Annual Vesper Days coming up July 19th and 20th. We're so excited about this, Margie. And we were talking a little bit before our interview here. And as a kid, I spent a lot of time in Vesper. Love that area. Love anything that's going to bring people to that area more. And when I asked Margie a little bit about the history of Vesper Days, you kind of started, it almost seems like you have a little bit of that too.
Yeah. So years ago, my sister actually lived in Vesper, and we used to go to the fireman's picnic. We had a blast, and I fell in love with Vesper. And until I met my husband, there was no way I was ever going to move anywhere other than Marshfield and mm-hmm. West. But he's from Rapids. I'm from Marshfield. Vesper was in the middle, so it kind of brought me home.
Margie, you don't know this. I am a foolish romantic. I love that. That's a beautiful story. That's awesome. That's very cool. And a real big shout out to the Fireman's Picnic. That's a signature event in this area.
Yes.
We love that. And another one that brings us to Vesper and that wonderful area over there. That's really cool. So that is some of the inspiration for where mm-hmm. this came from. And a really smart idea, too. 4th annual already. I remember this starting out and thinking, this is going to be nice. This is going to be something fun. You guys have really built this up, too. There is so much going on over these 2 days. Let's start in chronological order with Friday. And Friday has got a real family night feel to it.
So Friday night, we want it to be all about the family. We want the whole weekend to be all about the family and bringing people to the Vesper to have fun. So Friday night we started out with making games and having prizes, and everybody won. Everybody got a prize.
Oh, that's awesome.
And just making it free for the kids. Well, the first year we couldn't, but now we want a lot of stuff to be free for the families. We'll have brat fry and hot dogs, and those we'll have to pay for, but like the movie and the kids' inflatables will be free again Friday night. So, yeah.
It's fantastic.
And actually, this year, we're happy to have the games come back that had been there like 30 years ago in Vesper. They're coming back. They're going to have 4 games set up, and they have agreed to buy one, get one free for a family night.
Wow.
And then
that's
do
great.
Their regular pay, you know, price on Saturday.
Yeah.
So they were pretty on board with helping us stay with the family.
You know, we'll talk more about this before we wrap up, but these kind of events take a lot of people to make them happen. And oftentimes businesses working with these events. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to all those local businesses that do that. We'll talk more about that before the end of the interview, but that's great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds like a really fun Friday night already.
Mm-hmm.
Already
it
sounds
is.
Great.
Yep.
And then moving on, a movie in Cameron Park and that.
Yep, we work with the Lester Public Library. When Wendy tells us what movie has been popular, we get a list of them and then we pick which one we think, and we won't know that until later this next week.
You know, Margie, something else that I think about with this event that I think is important too is certainly we love events that bring the whole family together, the kids can be involved in, but those kids, they're us when we were young
mm-hmm.
and going to
yeah.
the fireman's picnic or something like that, and they get inspired by these things, and they see their parents, their grandparents, their adults, they see adults enjoying their community, enjoying each other, and enjoying these kind of events and everything. That's
yep.
that's how we keep these kind of things going, too.
That's exactly it.
It's an important part of all this. While we want everybody to have fun, enjoy themselves, celebrate the Vesper area, there is a really important tone to this, too, with all of these kind of events, of making sure that kids see people loving their communities and wanting to stay in that community and build that community up and everything.
Yep, I totally agree.
There's also some nostalgia in here, too, with me. I can't help myself, but the movie in the Cameron Park is such a kind of outdoor, you know, going to the movie theater and seeing a movie kind of feel to it. And kids just don't really have that much anymore. So that's kind of fun for the whole family to be able to do.
Kind of a way to have a drive-in movie without the cars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know?
It's a perfect way to put it, yes.
And we have mosquito escape spray. So
yeah.
The first year, the mosquitoes carried us away, and it was pretty... pretty bad, but We found mosquito escapes, and they've been very helpful the last 3 years. So,
does that kind of cover Friday for you?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Now, before we get into Saturday, I do want to remind people that this is, while there are some things that you will pay for, as Margie was touching on, this is a free event, and this is open to everybody.
Correct. That is correct.
So while we're talking about this, I do want to remind everybody, and you can do this while we're talking, on Facebook, they have a Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
And you can go there, like their page, subscribe to what they're doing, keep up to date on not only this year, but next year's. But you can also share that page, and please do.
And the other thing that I added, I learned how to do this year, but I figured out how to put a volunteer sign-up sheet on there.
Perfect.
So if you're willing to volunteer, there are slots on there to please. That's where our biggest need is right now.
I'm glad you said that. I always like to wrap up these conversations with looking for volunteers. And we'll talk about that more, too, before we wrap up. But that's really smart. Good on you for doing that. I'm still figuring out Facebook. Don't feel bad. I'm still trying to figure it out. You like that. Share that on your pages. You just never know who might see that that wouldn't otherwise. So I encourage you to do that, everybody. We move on to Saturday, where the event is going from 9 to 11. Got some great stuff to kick things off, too. And keep in mind that the parade is at noon.
It is. So we're going to start, usually a craft vendor starts showing up around 7 o'clock to set up. And they're on the grounds from 9 to 4 p.m. We have 24 signed up this year. So at 10 o'clock till 9 p.m. the food trucks will be there, and we have a lot of food. Some have been there for the last 4 years, and I thank them. They are wonderful. We've added a couple new ones again. Then we have our beer tent, of course, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The parade is at noon. The lineup starts at 10 at the NORAM Cold Storage Building. There is no sign-up sheet. There's no fee for the parade. We line you up as you come into the parking lot. We just request that you don't stop the parade.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Or be disruptive.
Right.
And from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., the inflatables in the park, and the kids will have to pay for those then. But D&T Rentals, Bounce House Rentals, has those for us. And 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., we have the GB Dance Band.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited to hear them.
30s to 60s music. I mean, that is a great, some great music that they're covering there. That's going to be fun.
It is. And some polka music we got to have.
Yes.
We got to have that.
We're proud of our polka around here at WFHR. Yes. Thank you for mentioning that.
From 1:30 to 2:30 is going to be our Kids Penny Scramble, and that's from pre-K to fifth grade. At 2:45 to 3:45, something new this year is a lot of the adults watching the Kids Penny Scramble and other years hadn't seen it before. And like me, from when I grew up over by Granton, I was part of the little Kids Penny Scramble.
Oh, cool.
So that's where I got the idea for some of the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this year we're going to add an adult scramble.
That's such a good idea. That's
so
good.
So we've gone around to local bars and not so local bars. We actually went to York, Wisconsin.
Oh,
and
cool.
They donated a $25 gift certificate.
Nice.
And some beer tickets. And then over by Sherwood, we've gone all over, and the bars have been so supportive and donating. So it'll be fun. We're going to have the ladies go first. And then we'll have the men, and then we'll have a free-for-all. So.
Oh, such a good idea. A big shout-out to you guys in doing that that work, that diligence of finding those bars and going out of town and, you know, maybe even out of your comfort zone in some of those ways. And a great idea to have the kids and adults thing. That's just going to be fun for everybody. Everybody's going to be – the kids are going to be watching the adults doing this. They're going to be having some critiquing, too.
I got to admit, I am so excited.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It was actually my husband's idea, so I do have to give
him
kudos for that.
Yeah.
So.
Do you mind if I don't mean to slow you down here or interrupt, but I have to ask because I don't know what a penny scramble is. I didn't grow up around here, and I'm not sure if they're just a popular thing around here. Can we touch on that?
So when I was a kid, a penny scramble, we did it in Granton. They take sawdust, and they make it in a row on the road, and then they throw change. Back when I was a kid, it was silver dollars and quarters and pennies and nickels and, you know, just a whole menagerie of change. And then they have groups, so they give you, like, the little kids can have one person, a parent, help them. And whatever they find in the sawdust, they get to keep.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
And getting the kids to focus on the change and not playing in the sawdust is fun.
It is. That's a great
idea. But once the older kids catch on, man, they're like ripping through the sand and there's sand flying everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that is going to be a blast. Yeah. What a great idea. Shout out to you and your husband. Those are both great ideas right there. That's great. So that is going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. And it looks like you've got some more music coming up,
yep,
too.
Yep, we do. So actually, moving back, we got Bingo from 2 to 4.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to forget Bingo.
No, we can't forget that. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't have the cakewalk last year, and I took a lot of guff for it. So this year, we're bringing the cakewalk back from 4:30 to 6.
Good to hear.
And then from 5:30 to 7 is the kids' pedal pull.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a lot of fun, and we can't not do that. So. Mm-hmm. And then from 7 to 11 p.m., we have Ember. Yeah. They're the 2023 Wisconsin State Band Champions. So so excited.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things. Great music, great musician.
I actually saw them at Country Fest. They were phenomenal.
Nice. Yeah, just a little bit I've seen and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm really impressed. And that's a get. Like, that's a nice get for you guys. That's a really good bit. And a great way to kind of wrap everything up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good music, good family music. It's something that everybody can either sing along to or bob their head to or dance to. That's
We're
nice.
We're just hoping the weather is good.
Yes. And granted, that does seem like it's going to be okay. It does seem like it's going to be, right now, this is Wisconsin, so of course, check back in 5 minutes, but
exactly.
It does look like right now that we're going to be looking at a really nice July here, and those days are going to be coming out nice. Is there anything else about the event here that we haven't gotten to touch on? Is there some sponsors you want to mention or anything?
Oh, we have lots of sponsors.
Well, let's get them in there.
To raise money, we started doing an ad book.
Okay.
So we have local businesses that can purchase either a quarter page ad, a half page ad, or a full page ad. So some of the ones that are from our area are Seneca Siegel Insurance. Mm. We have Amy's Outback Salon. We have JoJo is amazing. Carry Ingredients.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of... We have the Lester Public Library, Friends and Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
We have new businesses this year that hooked on: Schmidtke Cleaning out of Stratford, Miller Roofing out of Pittsville, the Pittsville Hardware Store.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of good businesses.
Yeah, and it actually works out perfect. I wanted to get into this with you, and because this event is awesome, and there's so much going on with it. It takes a lot of people to make that happen.
It does.
And we want to shout out all those local businesses. To any businesses that are thinking about sponsoring maybe the Vesper Day's fifth annual, and being a part of things next year, we cannot encourage you enough to, not only is this a fun and growing event, but this is, I spent a lot of time in this industry, and I spent a lot of time in marketing and talking about a lot of these things, and there are a few things that are going to help your business more than attaching yourself to an event like this. The PR that you get from it, you talk about want to get money for your dollar, and getting a good bang for your buck there and everything. This is one of the ways to do it. It's also it means so much more because I've talked to people that like a Touch a Truck or some of these events, and maybe they weren't a part of it last year and they were this year, and they lead into it and like, well, yeah, we want to be a part of this event. And then you talk to them afterwards and they're just so excited and they enjoyed themselves so much being a part of something and being in a small piece of something. It goes so much farther than we could really put into words when locals see your name attached with big events and events that matter to them. As far as advertising dollars, we ask for a dollar to go to five nowadays, and we really try to stretch that dollar out. Nonprofits, different or events know this, and they want to make sure that and they appreciate that dollar, so they're going to make sure that you do get your money's worth. So all the more reason to buy local, support local events, and we help each other through this, because those businesses that you mentioned, we want to support them. We want to help them because they're supporting us. We want to put back into the people that are putting in us, and there's some great ones right there you mentioned.
So besides the fun and stuff that getting everybody back to Vesper, one of the reasons we started this is because we wanted to be able to bring money back to our community.
Mm-hmm.
So when we've done this, we were able to put a new PA system in at the Ball Diamond at the Recreation Park for the ball games. Mm. We were able, there's little things that we were able to purchase with some of the money that we raised. It's not a lot because we're still small and we're still growing.
Yeah.
But we have been able to put some money back into our community where it's needed. So
that's so, and that's the good story of the day right there for us. That's really cool to hear. The event is awesome. It's wonderful. You guys have done such an amazing job with this. But that right there is what it all comes down to, is being able to help a community like Vesper and stay alive, stay fresh, stay thriving, frankly.
Some of the other things that our recreation committee does is the Saturday before Easter, we have an Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we stuffed over 4,000 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
We give away bicycles. As some of the prizes, along with other prizes, we have raffle baskets. And then at Halloween time, we do activities in the community center.
Yes.
For the kids.
Yeah.
And we give out prizes. And that's a place for them to come in and have fun and warm up for a little bit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then at December, we work with the fire department. My husband and I do. Shouldn't say this, but we're Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Oh.
you might have to edit that part out.
Maybe. But you guys work with the fire department.
Yeah.
Yes. And which is great. And a shout out to the fire department over there as well.
They're also a very big sponsor.
Yeah. And we've for years we have supported the Fireman's Picnic and different events that go on. We love talking about them on the air. You have done such a good job today, Margie, that you're going to have to come back for all of these events and talk with us about them, or at least let Pam know so we mm-hmm. can talk about them on the air and make sure that we promote the Vesper area and what's going on over there. We love our friends over there, and it's something that benefits all of our communities too. Well, we're specifically talking about Vesper. It's not as if everybody that lives in Vesper or goes to Vesper just stays in one spot. We all know, the person lives here and travels over here. You even started our segment here talking about you and your husband.
Yep.
And being from different areas. We all come together, though, when it comes to our community and supporting each other. And that's what makes this area so strong, is leaning on each other and looking out for each other and having cool events like this. Yep. The 4th Annual Vesper Day is coming up July 19th and 20th. We certainly encourage you to find out more at their Facebook page. And you mentioned this before, Margie. We know that you and your husband and plenty of others in the Vesper area are working hard at this, but we could always use more hands. Volunteers are always welcome.
So I did put a sheet on where you can click on the link. If you go to the Village of Vesper Recreation Group, or just the Vesper Recreation Group, there is a sign up on there. You can click on it and you can pick a time or for whatever you want, and it will send me an email, and that way I have the list. And
excellent.
I appreciate any help we get.
Yeah, and you get to be a part of the event. You get to put back into your community. I mean, and I hope everybody has a great time at the event and enjoys themselves. Whether it's in the back of your mind or the front of your heart, know that any penny you spend, it's really helping the Vesper area.
And last year, we actually gave any volunteer a free T-shirt if they wanted one.
Nice.
So
that is whatever it might sound to anybody, that gets it done oftentimes. People love free T-shirts. Let me tell you, one of my biggest things I've learned in my radio career in 22 years, people love free T-shirts. That is going to hopefully get you some volunteers. Please do let us know, as we got a week or so before the event, how you're doing with that. If you could use more attention to it, we'll bring some more attention to it. We'll certainly be talking about it on our morning shows and making sure we got a great crowd for Vesper Days.
Perfect. Thank you.
Margie, if people do have follow-up questions, would like to know more about the event or being a part of it or anything, should we just send them to the Facebook page, or is there another way to reach you?
Well, they can go to our Vesper Recreation Committee Facebook page, or they can always call me too. So,
is there a number they can reach?
Yes, 715-305-5040.
Excellent. Margie, thank you again so much for joining us on the air here today. Again, I apologize. You did too good. You're going to have to come back. You were too good at this. It's your fault. Thank you again for being with us, Margie. Appreciate
the time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Enjoy the 4th Annual Vesper Days, July 19th and 20th. Be there for their friendly Friday family night, Saturday from 9 to 11 with the parade and the great music. Find out more at on Facebook. Go just type in your search bar, Vesper Days. 4th Annual Vesper Days, and you'll find it right away, everybody, and buy local, support local. We will take a time out and come back with more Midday Magazine for you here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.